USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacts to explosions that killed at least 290 people while injuring about 500 in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday.
Unthinkable. Fighting it for a long time. A lot of people have. A lot of people don't want to talk about it. It's a terrible thing. I just spoke with the Prime Minister. I spoke with the various government officials, and we are working with Sri Lanka.
The Trump Organization is suing the House Oversight Committee to block a subpoena for years of financial records. White House Counsel Jay Sekulow says the administration will not allow for congressional presidential harassment to go unanswered. Tax attorney Lisa Kucharski tells Fox News,
when they subpoena information or they want to engage in performing investigations, the Constitution still is in effect. And the Constitution states that they need a legitimate legislative purpose.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Flip your space with a beautiful new floor from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get easy-to-install laminate in best-selling styles like Tobacco Road Acacia and Antique Farmhouse Hickory 20% off. Or get the exotic look of Silverstone Bamboo for 20% off. Don't want a DIY? We can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing so you can get started today. Sale ends Tuesday at Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
A 19th Democrat announces a run for the White House, and it's still not Joe Biden. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton makes an announcement on Monday morning in a video posted online.
I'm running because we have to beat Donald Trump, and I want us to beat Donald Trump because I love this country.
Moulton is a 40-year-old Marine combat veteran who was awarded a Bronze Star for his service in Iraq. He's in his third term representing a district north of Boston. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Republican Governor Mike Huckabee blasted Senator Mitt Romney after the Utah Republican said he was sickened by President Trump's actions in the Mueller report. Huckabee believes,
well, I was sickened by Mitt Romney wanting to be in the news cycle and try to be the contrarian. I think he's trying to take Jeff Flake's place as the guy who gets afraid in the elevator.
Huckabee, a Fox News contributor, was speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
It's Easter Monday, which means the annual Easter egg roll on the south lawn of the White House. President Trump welcoming everyone before the race begins.
Welcome to the 2019 White House Easter egg roll. This is 141 years that we've been doing this. I don't remember the first one.
The White House Easter egg roll dates all the way back to 1878 under the administration of President Rutherford B. Hayes. USA Radio Network's Wendy King runs down the top five weekend movies.
She will come for them. Who? I don't know.
The Curse of La Llorona is the number one movie this weekend. The Warner Brothers horror film is based on a Mexican legend about a woman who murders her children, then wanders the world looking for them. It brought in $26 million. Dropping down to number two, Shazam at $17 million. The true story of a boy trapped underwater for 15 minutes is at number three. Breakthrough brings in $11 million. Captain Marvel, starring Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson, is at number four with $9 million. And finally, at number five, a grown-up becomes young again in the movie Little, taking in $8 million over the weekend at the box office. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.